All right, guys, welcome back to yet another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. With you today again, Arvin and Boss.
All right, so as promised, we will talk about the groups and cover what we think about each group in the Champions League. It released last night. We will see if which group is there, which is the group of death, which is the easiest group to get through, and we'll also look at which will be the surprising group to watch out for in terms of how fun the football will be and the quality of football.
Yeah.
We'll also be doing a group by group analysis. I think we should do that first. Boss, what do you think of Group A?
All right, so in Group A, we have the current champions, which is Bayern Munich, and we have Atletico Madrid, RB Salzburg, and Lokomotiv Moscow, I think. From the look of it, we can mostly tell that Bayern Atletico will probably finish first and second. Like, Bayern will finish first and Atletico will finish second. I don't think in Group A there's going to be any surprises.
But it'll be fun to watch Bayern definitely. Versus Atletico because those two teams are, it's like a clash of matchups. It's like
definitely.
Both the teams... Like, it's clear that Bayern is much better than Atletico, but Atletico could pose some serious trouble in Wanda Metropolitano for them. It'll be good to look out for.
Definitely.
And it could expose some weaknesses in the Bayern squad. Bayern has to fear that game and has to put an emphasis on that game. Let's go to Group B.
Oh, well, Group B, we have Real Madrid, Shakhtar, Inter, and Mönchengladbach. What do you think about this, Arvin?
Just Real Madrid always gets the easiest group in the world and the easiest passage into the finals in the world. This is not coming from a biased fan. Look at the three titles they won. What was their passage into the finals and what were their groups? Tell me, has even one of their groups been the group of death? It's just impossible to understand. This group is so easy. They should be able to do this in the series. No, I'm not. It's no disrespect to Shakhtar, Inter, or Mönchengladbach. Mönchengladbach is a good German side, but it's not even, in my opinion, it's not even the best German side out there. Real Madrid should coast through this. Inter can put some serious trouble, but I don't think Inter is good enough to even defeat Real Madrid in their own home. So Real Madrid should coast through this.
No, for me, I see different though. Real Madrid, true that usually they always get the easiest group, but this group, I think we can't underestimate it because Mönchengladbach have decent players and they finished fourth in the Bundesliga, which,
Real Madrid are the champions of the league. Just look at that squad. They might have some decent players, but just let's look at it objectively and not subjectively. At this point, having decent players is good, but there are a whole lot of things which goes into the Champions League. And if Real Madrid, as always, does well, they do well in the Champions League because they put emphasis on it over the league. There is no way Mönchengladbach is going to pose some trouble to Real Madrid. There's no way. The only team which could is Inter. What do you think?
For me, it's the same. Like, but I think we can... I'm just saying that we shouldn't underestimate them because they are still decent sides. But, okay, I agree with you that Real Madrid will cruise through the group. So my predictions are Real Madrid first and Inter second, with Gladbach going to the Europa. What's your prediction for this group?
Same, exact same. By the way, for Group A, I predict that Salzburg will be going to Europa.
Yeah, me too. Okay, then, let's move to Group C, which is yet another easy group for Man City. So there is Porto, Man City, Olympiacos, and Olympique Marseille. What do you have to say about this?
There's not much to say about Group B and C and a lot of groups, actually. This season, I don't like the group seedings. I thought it would be better this season where there'll be four amazing groups and four groups which are not so good. But there is a strong team and there's three weak teams in most groups, in my opinion. Look at Group C. Porto, Man City, Olympiacos, Marseille. In my opinion, Man City has to win this group. Like, it's so easy.
But
that second position and that third position fight will be hard because Olympiacos is not a scrub team. Porto and Marseille are really good. They're not bad teams. And, well, my opinion, that second and third place is going to be a challenge. And it'll be fun to watch. Like, a game, Porto versus Marseille, will have some goals in them, in my opinion.
Yeah, so for me, I'll just say Man City finishes first. They're in the group. But for the second place, let's see how these three teams do. About and,
yeah, same. I predict Man City to win. I predict Porto to go to the, I predict Porto to go to Europa and Marseille to end up somehow reaching the round of 16. Mm-hmm. And Olympiacos, all respect, but no.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. And let's move
to Group D. Wait. No, let's move to Group D, because this group is so attacking. Like, every group in this squad, in this, is so attacking. Liverpool, Ajax, Atlanta, and the fourth team is unknown, I'm sorry to say.
Midtjylland. I've seen them in the Europa League.
I've never ever seen them in any league. I've never even heard of them till watching this draft. But the other three teams are so attacking. Atlanta, attacking football. Ajax, attacking football. Liverpool, attacking football. That's it's going to be really fun to see this one.
Yeah, this group will be fun. Definitely, yeah, I agree. Definitely. But yeah, what do you say? I say Liverpool first, Ajax second. What about you?
Liverpool first, Ajax second, Atlanta third. Liverpool will have bigger troubles with this, because against Ajax, which is a possession side, they're going to have to, if they want to win it, they have to do high pressing. And that's going to cause them further trouble in the league over the Champions League.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the teams, like Atalanta play beautiful offensive football. Ajax, we all know they play beautiful football. And Liverpool are a fun team to watch. So there's actually a lot to look forward into Group D. Yeah, let's have a look at it. All right, then moving on to Group E. We have Sevilla, the Europa League winner. We have Chelsea. We have Krasnodar, a team from Russia, and we have Rennes.
This is what I mean. This is one of the squads I expected when I said four strong teams and four weak teams. This is the four weak team squad. this is impossible. Okay, let's be objective here. Chelsea is going to get through and Sevilla is going to get through. Krasnodar and Rennes is not going to even give a challenge at this point. I'm sorry to say. All respect to these teams. But Chelsea has an easy path forward. And Sevilla, after losing Reguilón, I don't know. I don't like their signings. I don't see a balance in the squad anymore. I don't expect Sevilla to do good this season either. But let's see. In my opinion, this is just sad at this point. It's such an easy group for anyone.
Yeah.
And yeah. Chelsea first. Sevilla second, Rennes third, and Krasnodar fourth.
Same. I'll have to go with you. And I have to say that as a Chelsea fan, I'm happy with the draw. I mean, Sevilla can give us a little bit of trouble, but Chelsea will still finish first, Sevilla second, Rennes third, and Krasnodar fourth.
Sevilla is like a club meant for Europa League. And in this group, all four teams are meant for Europa League, in my opinion. Let's go to Group F.
Whatever. Let's move on to Group F before we start any arguments.
Group F is like Group E. It's exact ditto same. Four teams, and Dortmund is like Chelsea in the other group. Dortmund is easily going to get ahead. Zenit, Lazio, Club Brugge, all three respectable teams. But I'm sorry, this is Dortmund's to win.
Yeah.
And most probably Lazio second and Zenit in Europa.
True. It's quite funny though, because this is the first time that we can actually say wholeheartedly that Dortmund have a shot of finishing first in the table, because in recent years they've always been the dark horse in the group. Like last year they were in the group of death with Inter Milan and Barcelona, and they had to like fight their way to finish second.
In the last match day when Ansu Fati bailed them out.
This is the season that they can be like, yeah, we're gonna finish first in the group, go to round of 16 and probably find an easy team to beat and reach the quarters. So yeah, Group F is quite sorted, I think. So let's move on to, in my views and probably your eyes as well, the most interesting group, because Juventus and Barcelona are in the same group. All right, so let me list the teams. We have Juventus, we have Barcelona, we have Dynamo Kyiv, and we have Ferencváros.
Group G is the GOAT group. It's perfect. It's written. Group G, group GOAT. It is meant Juventus and Barcelona, Ronaldo and Messi, Frankie and De Ligt, and Arthur and Pjanic. This group is the most exciting group. It's the GOAT group with the two GOATs. The one GOAT and the other fake GOAT. We all know which one we are talking about. This is the most exciting group. And let's not sleep on Dynamo Kyiv. Going away to Kyiv is going to be a very tough matchup for both the teams, Juventus and Barcelona. And if Kyiv can salvage a draw, it'll make this group very interesting. And both Juventus and Barcelona, Juventus, although they drew, they are doing well, in my opinion. And Pirlo has been doing good. And same with Koeman, with their two wins. This will be a very exciting matchup, boss. And by the looks of it, if you are just looking at this season and not all the past duos, one of these teams could end up reaching the semifinals or maybe even go on to win this thing. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, both teams are top teams and they have the quality to reach the semis. I mean, this group will be really, really interesting to watch. I mean, everyone, the whole world is excited to see Messi and Ronaldo being matched up again. But I'll have to say that I'll give Barcelona the edge over Juventus just purely because I think Barcelona has Ronald Koeman, who is a more experienced manager compared to Andrea Pirlo. Pirlo will take time to integrate his ideas to the team. So I think Barcelona will definitely have an edge. They'll finish first, Juventus second, Kyiv third, and Ferencváros out.
Yes.
That's my prediction. What about you?
Well, this is the GOAT group. I have to go with Barcelona first for the same reasons you said, but they are evenly matched. Although I think Ronaldo, knowing what's at stake in the whole GOAT debate, is going to go beast mode. Barcelona is a much more balanced team based on the first few games. And we can see how well Barcelona have been playing. Even with one man down, they've been going all out bonkers and attacking on all cylinders. And they have still not yet conceded a goal, which is a surprise, which is something they're fixing. And by the time they play, even Ter Stegen will be back. So all in all, I can't wait for this matchup. But Barcelona first, Juventus second, Kyiv third, and Ferencváros four. Let's move on to Group H. This is the tough group. I think this is the group of death. This season, this is the group of death.
Yeah.
Look at those teams.
I mean,
we are not. See, here's why it's the group of death. Because all four teams can just fall at any given point except Leipzig. I'm going to make an important and a very big prediction here. I think Leipzig is going to win this group. I really think so. And Paris is going to finish third and Manchester United back to Europa League. I really think so. They have lost Werner. They have not started well. But they have a manager who is very pragmatic, who changes his squad based on their next opponent. And Leipzig should really aim for their first or second spot. And I wouldn't be surprised if they end up getting first because PSG has got off to a horrible start. Horrible start in French League. In French League. And United just doesn't have the balance. Leipzig, although they lost Werner and it's not the best of starts, they can do it. They are a squad which is heavily reliant on scouting. And we have to trust in Nagelsmann, who is my favorite manager in the world at this moment, that he is going to analyze and just make it perfect. They got the squad. They got Yusuf Poulsen. They got Upamecano still, which I hope he joins Man City for Manchester City's sake, but it's good for Leipzig. And they still have enough time for making one or two signings. But they got Dani Olmo, which, boss, we had this whole argument on. But he's a good player, in my opinion, still. And let's see. I expect Leipzig to win this group because of how horrible Paris is doing. And I just, yeah, let's see. And Paris second, Manchester United back to Europa League and giving a good challenge there, hopefully, for their sake. And fourth, yeah. Istanbul.
I mean, that's an interesting take there. Leipzig finishing first, I didn't even think about it. But listening to your reasons, I think that's probable because PSG haven't had a good start at all to the Ligue 1 campaign. And Manchester United is unpredictable. They can pull a surprise anytime.
And United and Paris are not, although even Leipzig isn't doing as good as expected, their reason for not doing as good as expected is not a structural or an emotional issue. It is just that they lost a very important figure. So they will figure out how to play without him, obviously, for their own success. Paris has not lost any player to say that, other than Thiago Silva, of course, but I don't think he was that important, although the captaincy and everything is very important. I don't think he was that as influential, as important in that squad. Mm-hmm. And Manchester United neither has lost any player. So if they are struggling, that means they are struggling because of some other issue, which is harder to solve based on... And Nagelsmann, on the other hand, is a mastermind. He can find a way. And I really think this is going to be a fun group, boss. Because
It is.
Leipzig is not a scrub team. It's one of, in my opinion, based on their talent, they have been exceeding expectations. But that is just the thing Nagelsmann has placed. And if they win this group, this is going to be a fun year to watch this group. I might actually end up watching. I will watch Leipzig versus Paris. I will watch Paris versus Man U. And I will watch Paris versus Leipzig. And Man United versus Leipzig.
There's a lot of fun games to watch in this group. And Leipzig, although they lost their main man in Timo Werner, they have strengthened by signing Hwang Hee-chan from Salzburg and Alexander Sørloth, who had an amazing season, scoring, I think, 29 goals or something. He was, like, taking the Turkish league by storm. Like, he was killing it in the Turkish league. So, let's see how Leipzig does. And as for my prediction, I'll say Paris still finished first. And second, after listening to the conversation we have had and your reasons, I'll give Leipzig second and United just have to go and try to win it in Europa.
I guess so, yeah. I feel bad for United fans because in one day we have been talking about how United are doing horror, gonna do bad in the league. United fans are really gonna hate this podcast, but I just gotta say as I see it.
Me as well.
United fans out there, I was on your side. I said third place at the start of the season, but this team has been making me eat my words based on what I'm seeing. I thought they'll sign Sancho. I thought they'll sign this, that, but they have been messing it up. I'm sorry, United fans. Love you all. I hope you guys reach to where you are, to the glory days. But I don't see those glory days happening this season. That's for sure. I'm sorry. This is impossible because I've always noticed that what you see at the start of the Champions League season is not what the end is. That's why I always refrain from making predictions when it comes to Champions League. But who do you see winning the league, the Champions League this season?
I mean, the front runners are still going to be Bayern Munich, Man City, Liverpool. So it's going to be these three again, I think. One of these three.
I don't think it's going to be Man City, that's for sure. Liverpool, I don't trust it. I think it's going to be Bayern. It could, and this is a surprising one, it could be Juventus or Barcelona because they're going to improve over the year, over anything else. But most importantly, it could be Real Madrid again because they're going to focus on the Champions League. They have so much talent. Although many of them are older players now, that experience will help. Eden Hazard, if he finds his form. Vinicius Jr., who's firing on all cylinders, just like Ansu Fati for Barcelona. So Real Madrid is going to be one to watch out for. And if they win the league, if they win the Champions League this season, I swear, I don't mind even if they get fourth in the league. If they win the Champions League, it's a successful season for them, as always, for any team. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if Real Madrid at least reaches the semifinals or the finals. I wouldn't, because this squad has what it takes. They have been signing players. They have been having young talent. They have everything required. They just need to see it through.
Yeah, and I mean,
and this is coming from a Barcelona fan, guys. This is coming from a Barcelona fan.
Yeah, and I mean, the Champions League is the best competition in the world, and it's the best part about it is because it is so unpredictable. And
exactly,
I mean, it's hard to predict the winner right now, but we all can be assured that there's a lot of exciting football to come, guys. So, on that note, we'll end our UCL predictions episode. I hope you guys like it, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thank you, guys. See ya.